Welcome to On the Range podcast with Kelly Defense and Warhawk Tactical.
Hey guys, welcome to On the Range podcast with Warhawk Tactical and Kelly Defense. Mark, great to have you on, buddy.
How you doing, buddy? It's been a while.
Yeah, man. Crazy times we're living in right now, but yeah, we got the podcast back up and kind of running here, so we'll be good to go.
Hey, guys, don't forget to check us out on the Range podcast on IG. Also, don't forget to check out Rick and I at Warhawk Tactical on IG and Kelly Defense on IG. Also, check us out on YouTube, same names, Warhawk Tactical and Kelly Defense. Don't forget to hit those subscribe and likes and notification buttons. Don't forget to follow us on IG. Send us in your questions. So, Rick, I know we've had a tough week this last week. We had some things going on. You had some things going on the calendar, plus the unrest and some other things were happening. So how did the class go down in Panteo?
Yeah, class went well, buddy. You know, it wasn't a full class, which we kind of knew going into it. Hey, just trying to get something going. It doesn't help with the distributors of ammo jacking up prices, you know. So I heard that from a bunch of students. Hey, man, I just can't afford ammo prices. But no, the class went good. Weather held out for us. Saturday was super nice. Sunday got a little hot, but, you know, students stuck with it, man. And yeah, it was a good class.
Yeah, we mentioned the prices of ammo and guns. And you know what? With this unrest and some other things going on, can't help but thinking that all that stuff's going to fly off the shelves again. So that brings up 2 points. You should have some stock of that stuff laying around, have enough for training, have enough for home defense and all those things. But also the importance of getting out there and training, not only with the unrest and all these other things, but there's a lot of new gun owners. Maybe a few of them are in your household. We need to get out there and train. And all these classes that you and I do, especially the one that you've just went through and you're going to have another one, is good for all skill levels.
Absolutely, bud. Yeah, I mean, I had people that were, you know, super novice, never really shot a gun before, to intermediate type, if you want to say. And I hate to put levels on people because how do you draw levels, you know? So we'll just say, hey, you know, somebody that's really never fired a pistol before, to someone that, hey, has at least been around firearms, use them some. But you know, the thing is, I'm focusing primarily on the pistol because I see that being primary emphasis right now. Obviously, if your state allows concealed carry, I'd recommend highly get one. With all the unsurety of this day and age, if you can have the ability to carry a firearm for your own personal self-protection, I would highly recommend it. The thing is, a couple things, get some training on it. And then, like I mentioned in my Panteo video, go through that mental checklist and go, hey, are you actually willing to take another human being's life?
Yep.
Because the worst thing you want to do is be carrying a firearm, not have gone through that mental kind of thought sequence in your head, and then all of a sudden need to use it. Man, I would hate for somebody to take your firearm and then have it used against you.
Right. Those who might be our listeners out there, or viewers on YouTube, who might be considering doing class for the first time, I've been getting a lot of posts on IG and email and things like that. People are looking for qualified instructors to come to their state and perform the CCW. That tells me a couple of things. One, primarily, is that there's a lot of people, the demand is up. There's a lot of people who are looking to get trained. Let me back up. They're looking to get certified. We're pressing the idea of make sure that you get certified and you get trained. If anybody's thinking, well, I don't want to go out there with a bunch of guys who really skilled and they do this all the time, trust me, there's going to be a lot of classes out there where folks, brand new gun owners that really haven't received any formal training. So don't be afraid of that. Make sure you reach out, vet your instructors, of course, but make sure you get out there and you get some training, especially like the one you coming up. If you want to give us a rundown on that, your next class.
Yeah, Mark. So we'll be back down in South Carolina, because again, they're open down there June 27th and 28th at Panteo. Again, you can go to warhawk.com to register. Again, it's another pistol course. I don't specify, hey, I had some people that had concealed carry rigs, you know, some people just outside the waistband. It doesn't matter. The point being is we will work on whatever you have, but the key part is getting you some good pistol fundamentals so that, God forbid, you have to defend yourself, you've got the skill set to do it.
Yeah. That building block methodology that you're always talking about, on top of that, some other things, you know, firing under distress, seeing the how that affects your marksmanship and the importance of having some fitness involved. All those things are good things, and you're not going to get that from gun safety course. And let's face it, that's what CCW qualification really is. It's a gun safety course.
Well, I gave you a prime example. I had one of my students, you know, hit me up after this last class, you know, and he's like, man, you had three separate courses of fire running all in the same range where people going, for lack of better terms, up and down range side to side. He's like, that doesn't happen. Mm-mm. And it's like, dude, you know, you set guys up for success from the get-go. And trust me, I can tell where my students are sitting at. I had not any dramas, and it's not like I just turned my back and let them run blind. But the point is, I had no issues. And I think I threw a quick clip on that on IG. I mean, we've got three separate movement type live fire drills going on.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, at a certain point, you've got to be responsible for your own actions. I mean, we teach everything up there. Like you said, we use the building block methodology. It's just not like we're out there running amok and set these guys up for success so that now when they're at least done those 2 days, and I'm not saying 2 days makes you a super expert, 2 days gives you some foundation to build on. But at least now I know, hey, man, if I've got a skedaddle move, I can do it in a safe manner and not be flagging everyone and their brother, potentially, you know, running out my finger on the trigger or have an accidental discharge, a negligent discharge, whatever your word is, they can be safe with their firearm, because the point being is you're going to have to move in a gunfight.
Yep.
So especially this day and age, you're going to have to go somewhere.
Yeah. And I think it's a good thing that folks are, you know, considering going out there, all your listeners who are thinking about getting out there, getting certified, getting trained. I think that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. You know, with this past week, a lot of questions coming out, personal safety, and I think the number one situational awareness, having your everyday carry kit available and that you're training with it. And you actually spoke about something, you're going to make some kind of modification to your everyday carry. Why don't you go ahead and explain that? Really good point earlier.
There's, you know, here's the thing, and I'm always open as far as stuff goes. I wasn't the guy that carried a spare mag. You know, I looked at it this way. I've got a pistol, 16 rounds, because I got 15 in the mag, one in the gun. If I can't handle a problem, because you think about it, if you want to say prior to our current times, what was I going to face? One guy, maybe two, fully confident that, hey, the rounds I had in my gun would take care of it. Now I'm finding myself packing a spare mag.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, I've got a backpack that can take a ballistic panel, you know, not a rifle grade plate, but just a ballistic panel. Now I'm starting to go, let me start tote this thing around.
Yeah.
Am I putting a med kit in there? Am I putting a couple extra mags in there? I mean, we are at very uncertain times. And like we were talking about earlier, man, one wrong turn, you could be in a world of hurt. So not trying to scare people, not trying to put fear. I'm just saying, hey, man, you've got to be situationally aware. You've got to have good training under your belt. Just have the kit. Because here's the thing. If I walk out of that front door and I don't have my firearm with me, and God forbid I need it, man, you don't want to sit there and, man, I wish I had it.
Yeah.
I still, not to cut you off, Mark, but, you know, I still abide by the laws here. So obviously state of North Carolina, you know, you can have restricted areas. Yep. I'm going to abide by those. Or you're going to have certain shops or whatever that can post up, hey, no firearms here. Cool. You know what? For me, I'm not going to give you my business because I can't afford to be in your shop and something happen with me in there and me being unarmed. So
yeah.
Just my two cents.
Patronizing those businesses who have those signs posted out there, being aware of what street you turn down, those are all important, but they're even more important when you have your kids, your significant other with you. It's something that people, I think, are going to start thinking about that, and they really should. It's too late at this point to not start thinking about those kind of things. You turn down the wrong street, and you got 10,000 people surrounding your vehicle. You know, now's not the time to not have your kit. Now's not the time to not have any training. It's just not.
Yeah. Or just the mindset to go, what am I doing? Yeah,
that's right. Just the mindset alone.
And those are decisions people are going to have to make. And I'm not telling you, you know, hey, I would take everything in consideration, but more than likely, if you get surrounded, you hit the gas pedal and go, man, because we've seen it doesn't take much for people to flip a vehicle. God forbid that rubber leaves the pavement, man. You've got no mobility.
Yeah.
Whether they smash the car, burn the car, do whatever, you've got to think about, you know, obviously when it's me, I've got different options. When I've got my family, I've got a whole nother responsibility that I've got to take care of. So people just be thinking about that. Think about what you're doing, where you're going, and just keep your head on a swivel all the time.
So the class again is June 27th, 28th. And we're going to try to get another podcast going on down there. You know, it got messed up a little bit this past week. We'll see if we can't put that back on the calendar. And then, you know, once these ranges start opening up, be a lot of opportunities for listeners and viewers on YouTube to get a chance to go out to some of these trainings and get some of these rounds down range, you know.
Yeah. One caveat to that, Mark, too. Something I did different. I offered a free slot to an LEO. The restriction was he or she had to be 3 years or less on the job.
Yeah.
So again, just trying to throw back a little bit. You guys are in a tough spot, man. And I would rather see, especially a younger officer, try to get some decent training. I got it. You know, there's all this talk of different things and de-escalate and silliness going on. But here's the deal. At the end of the day, if you need to defend your life, I would rather somebody put rounds on target where they need to be than just arbitrarily slinging lead out there and have no earthly idea where those bullets are going.
Yeah, we had spoken about that idea several times. You know, we are running in businesses here, but at the same time, these officers are a tough spot. We need to get them some training, and I think it's a good idea to start offering up some slots for LEO guys, especially the young ones are going to be around for a while. With the climate the way it is, some of the support from the departments and even the communities may not be there. However, it still doesn't solve the problem of the danger that some of these guys are in and the training that they need and the support that we have to give them. So that was a great 100%. Idea. You brought that up. Looking forward to implementing that and seeing some of those young guys take advantage of it.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. Okay, Rick, we're also going to throw out an industry partner. We didn't do it last time, but we have one represented for your viewers on YouTube are seeing it. If the guys who are listening, you go check it out on YouTube. Why don't you go ahead and throw out our industry partner, Notch?
Yeah, so, you know, big shout out to Paul. Paul's a Marine Corps veteran. Semper Fi, Paul, if you're listening, you better be. Anyway, Notch hats or Notch gear. Notch what gear. Paul has done is he actually has a patented niche, and there's actually two separate locations for it, depending on what type of eyewear you're wearing. But basically, for the viewers can definitely see it, but for the listeners, I'll try to articulate. If you wear a ball cap, kind of roll the brim, because that's the way you should. but when you roll the ball cap, a lot of times, depending on your eyewear, you can't really roll that brim like you want to. So what Paul has done is by having the notches in there, i.e. notch, you can actually roll the brim of your hat so that you can still have your glasses and you're not getting a whole bunch of issues, dramas with either the brim of the hat or the glasses. So ingenious idea, Paul. Appreciate your support, brother. Fantastic stuff. So I highly recommend you guys go check out Notch Gear and go get one of his hats. And I love the hats, man. Super comfortable. Obviously, we're both sporting different variations of the ATAX camo pattern. Obviously, Ghost, which is kind of my standard running.
I like the Ghost. Listeners. I'm sporting the IX. IX seems to be my go-to. I do like the Ghost. It's badass. But really appreciate Notch. And it's notchgear.com. Go check that out if you want to check out. I know. Tons of hats.
Yeah. All kinds of different. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to go with the ATAX, although I would highly recommend it. Very cool and stylish. The Ghost obviously is the front runner, but hey, that's all right, Mark. We'll let you run the IX. It's all good, man.
Yeah.
Plus two, you know, obviously the viewers can see, the listeners can't, you know, to get a little spot on there for your Velcro. So should you want to get a Warhog patch or Kelly Defense, which hopefully I should get some in, but of course COVID is kind of hindered manufacturing right now, but we'll get some more of those in stock.
The COVID has slowed up a lot of the supply chains, but you know, only a few things, but I think they have a lot of blanks too. If you want to use it for your company and put some embroidery on there, they have a lot of blanks you can buy.
Yeah.
If not, I'm sure you could reach out to them, and their customer service is unbelievable. I just got this one a couple weeks ago, so they do a real good job.
Phenomenal people there. Yep. And you know, plus two, where Paul's a Marine, you know, again, another veteran company. So looking at us, obviously we're a couple veterans here. We serve together. If you're a new listener, viewer, going back way back to the almighty.
Yeah. Long time.
That's it, man. But, you know, veteran support and veterans, super powerful thing. And if I got any veteran viewers or listeners, definitely go check out those veteran-owned companies, and Notch being one of them. Also, ATAX, you know, Clint being Special Forces background. So, yeah, man, still another veteran-owned company.
Now, speaking of some of the great companies out there, some of them veterans, some of them supporting veterans, we're going to have several of those. The idea is to have some guests on this and expand this podcast. Very proud of the show, and I think it's time to take it on the road. We tried to last week, but we'll get it. If we don't have a natural disaster or some kind of unrest or whatever, we'll make it happen. But we got some guests coming up. A lot of folks want to come out and talk about their companies, and we want to put a lot of good content out there. And we have some things lined up. I know, Rick, you've been on the phone hooking up with some of your friends and seeing if they could grace us, because there's a lot of good people out there and we want to get a lot of good content going.
Yeah. And like I said, I think you summed it up pretty much when we started this thing. All things America, right?
Yep.
And that's what we're doing. So yes, you know, primarily we're a a military LEO base, but that doesn't mean that all the guests we're going to have fit in that category. Some are entrepreneurs, some are just regular people, you know. So, and again, guys, for the viewers, listeners, hey, man, if you have suggestions, throw it out there. Definitely take you up and see if we can't start getting this thing up and rolling. Obviously, you know, within a short time, Mark's done a great job getting the podcast to where we're at. We've got some good video, some good sound. And especially with the video, this opens up the parameters where we can pretty much hit anybody anywhere in the world. Yeah. And nothing says we'll just have US-based guests because, yeah, we got, you know, friends all over the world. So especially with our Five Eyes countries, which those of you that aren't aware, you know, between the US, Canada, Great Britain, New Zealand, and Australia, composing Five Eyes. Yeah, we got plenty of mates out there, and I'm sure they'd love to be on here.
Yeah, it'd be great to have some of those guys. They really support the podcast. They support your company, and it's been a lot of fun following them. A couple of those guys still get after it. Man, they post those videos out there. Looks like they're pushing. Man. Yeah, they're pushing some weight around. It's a lot of fun. We'll see if we can get those guys on there as well. It'd be fun.
Yeah, to
have,
absolutely.
To have someone from the UK and some of those guys. A lot of them. I know that you have a podcast coming up that you did with ATAX, and you're sporting some of their gear, and that's going to be good to see those companies highlighted on that podcast. Be looking out for guests and some other things going on. I'm really excited about it. I think they're going to like the first couple guests that we have lined up, and it's going to be, you know, I don't want to give away too much, but I think they're going to like it. I think they're going to like it a lot.
Oh yeah. 100%, man. I'm looking forward to it. You know, it'll definitely drive the podcast to a new level. So yeah, buddy.
Okay, guys. So anyway, don't forget to check us out on IG and YouTube. Make sure you smash those like and subscribe buttons and comment. A lot of good comments and reaction. We appreciate those, even the ones that are negative. Most of the time, those are the funniest, you know, but hey, take your shots. Let us know how we can be better. We always take advantage of that. And make sure you check out notchgear.com. I'll have a link in the show notes. Once again, thanks for doing this with me, Rick. I really appreciate it.
Always, buddy. Look forward to the next one. And you guys stay safe out there. Keep training. Don't forget, you know, if you need to, use Airsoft as a supplemental, but keep your head on a swivel, guys.
Yeah, don't forget to go to warhog.com and sign up for these upcoming classes and make sure you get your name on there if you can do so. We understand the ammo and all those things. I'll be out there and we'll say hello to everybody. But be safe and keep doing what you do. I know America's going to be fine after this. It's going to be a long road, but we're going to be fine.
We always come out on top, brother. Always.